Well, when I started at the Eagle back in 1977, Dub was the publisher. He went by Dub, and he's a great guy. His style of management was to let the department heads do their job and work to give them whatever they needed to do that. When we were downtown then, across from the Bryan Library, and very small, very close quarters, and he led the expansion to our present building, which opened in 1979. And he left shortly after we moved in here and opened up Tri-State Sporting Goods in what was then Townshire Shopping Center on Texas Avenue in Bryan, and ran that for a number of years. And when he closed that business, he couldn't retire, so he went to work as bailiff for Judge J.D. Langley. Did that for quite a while.
Well, it's great that he hung around the neighborhood.
He did, and he loved this community. He and his wife, Johnny, and their three children made this their home, and Dub worked hard to make it the best place it could be. He had great affection for the community and for the people here.
Had he grown up with the Eagle, or did he come in as publisher? How did that work out?
He came in as publisher, and I'm sorry, I'm not sure where he came from, but he was publisher probably about 4 years, maybe a little bit longer here. And his office downtown was probably the biggest single room in the whole building, and it wasn't very big, so we laughed that we'd have to stand and sit at the same time in that old building.
Which cramped quarters makes the heart grow fonder.
Yeah, and, you know, there are a lot of changes in the industry, but I still have great affection for that building and the old manual typewriters we used, and the paper cut from the end rolls of newsprint. The great thing was we were right across from the library, and in those days before Internet, we could run across the street and do some research for a story we were working on.
What about the composition of the communities then when he was the publisher?
Well,
and how he reflected that attitude?
Of course, back then, Bryan was the larger community. A&M was really beginning to take off. Women had been admitted about a decade before, and the Corps was made non-mandatory, and that started the growth. And with the growth of the school came the growth of the community, and we had been known as the Bryan Daily Eagle, and so I believe it was Dub who led the change to the Bryan College Station Eagle, and we've had different variations, but we've always included the College Station in it ever since his days. So, you know, he was very aware of that and the relationship of the two communities and the importance of each of the communities to the other.
It's also my understanding he was what's now the chairman of the Chamber Board. It's launching from there into his other community activities. What else might had he been active in?
I know he was active in civic clubs, and he started something here at the Eagle called the Cheer Fund, which was an effort at the holidays, at Christmas holidays, to feed hungry families. And I was privileged to be a part of that for a number of years. We did it for 25 years until the growth of the Brazos Valley Food Bank and Channel 3's Food for Families Drive. But every year we would raise money and purchase food, and we would accept donations of canned food to feed. At the end, we were doing 2,500 families each Christmas time.
It's always a good point to bring out, in this case, the publisher's life, that it's not just being in the office 8 to 5 days a week.
Oh, no. He was out. He served on numerous committees and boards, and always very positive about the community, and insisted that, you know, when you're in the news business, you can't avoid covering the bad things, but he was also insistent that we covered the good things going on here in town, and there were and still are a lot of good things happening here in Bryan College Station.
And you'd like to think that Mr. Pearson had a role to play in that.
Oh, I think he did. I think he set a tone and a standard of involvement that subsequent publishers have followed and others in our particular business.
Anything else that I've missed that listeners might be interested in knowing about Mr. Pearson?
When he ran Tri-State Sporting Goods, it was before the days of the big sporting goods stores that we have now. And so he catered to a lot of people, and he was always there and always visited with the customers and just loved interacting with them.
Townshire being on Texas where the Walmart neighborhood grocery is?
Yes. He was down at the other end. It had been a Safeway originally, a Safeway grocery store, and it's now Alpha Graphics Printing Company. But he was down in there and had a very successful business for a number of years. He was a good man.